This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstey.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. With Christmas just a week away, lawmakers unveiled last night a $500 million catch-all spending bill. The stopback funding that's been keeping the government going expires this Friday, and it looks like the Democrats, who run Congress, are ready to bow to the spending level President Bush has been insisting on, rather than risk a potentially perilous shutdown of the government. 11 overdue spending bills will be rolled into one to help make sense of it all. Is NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Lawmakers worked right through the weekend till last evening. What's been agreed on?
Well, this is an omnibus, as they call it in Congress. It's one huge spending bill that is really 11 spending bills that were unfinished rolled into one. Congress this year managed to get only one of its bills signed into law by President Bush, its spending bills, and that's the defense bill. He had sent Congress a budget earlier this year that raised domestic spending by less than 1%, which actually amounts to a real decline in domestic spending when you take inflation and population growth into account. And so Democrats drafted spending bills that, when you added them together, were about $22 billion more than what the president wanted to spend. That's about 1% above his top line. And even though they offered earlier to split the difference, President Bush continued threatening to veto spending above that requested level. So, as you said, in the end, Democrats essentially met that level in this omnibus. But in doing so, they took money away from programs that President Bush favors, such as absence only and reading programs that have drawn a lot of criticism, and half the funding for a big foreign aid initiative. And they shifted that money into programs that Democrats favor, such as heating help for the poor, Amtrak, local law enforcement, and education.
So Democrats got some of what they wanted still. But what about the $196 billion in war funding that President Bush requested?
Well, in the House, it looks like they're only going to put in about $41 billion, and that's going to be earmarked for using in the war in Afghanistan only, and none of it for Iraq. Then that omnibus will go over to the Senate, where it's expected that $30 billion more would be added for the Iraq war, and the House would have to agree on that, raising the level to about $70 billion. It's not clear whether or not the White House would find this acceptable, because after all, that's only a little more than a third of what President Bush requested. But it would alleviate a lot of the anxiety about the short-term spending for both of those wars, if it did pass.
David, give us some context here. Why has there been such a standoff this year over spending?
Well, you know, of course, we have Democrats in charge of Congress this year for the first time in the Bush presidency. And it's really a power struggle unfolding between the White House and those Democrats, because the amounts of money that we're talking about here really don't add up to that much when you look at the big picture. After all, President Bush requested a $50 billion increase in spending for the Pentagon. He wants almost $200 billion more for the war. He's willing to forego $50 billion in revenues to fix the alternative minimum tax. So it's not money so much. It's more his priorities. He wants to spend money on defense. Democrats want to spend it on domestic programs. And that's really what it's come down to. But they had to blink in the end because they did not want a shutdown on their hands.
Well, just very briefly, what else do Democrats aim to do as they wrap things up?
Well, it's going to be tricky getting this omnibus wrapped up this week alone. But in addition to that, the Senate is trying to come up with new regulations to govern the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. That's going to be started today in the Senate. They have to fix the AMT or thousands of millions of households are going to be paying thousands more in taxes this year.
Alternative minimum tax, yeah.
Yes, alternative minimum tax. And they have to finish energy and farm bills that have passed both chambers but have yet to be reconciled. They want to get that all done by Friday and leave for the holidays. Some of it may spill over into next year.
Thanks very much, NPR's David Wellner.